I'll begin this morning by reading one of Shinran's Wasan Japanese hymns, which I feel is particularly appropriate for our service this morning on Father's Day.
そして、この父の日にふさわしくと私が思う新南商人のご和さんを頂戴してから始まりたいと思います。
Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho お願いします。 Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us. Guiding us through various skillful means, they bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin.
Shakamida wa jihi nobu mo shuju ni zen.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, 皆さんおはようございます。 Happy Father's Day. 父の日おめでとうございます。 For all the fathers we have with us this morning. We also have some grandfathers with us. As many of you may know, Victor is the proud grandfather of a new grandson. So it's a very omedetai day for us today as well. So today, on the occasion of Father's Day, I was kind of reflecting on the Father's Day. And this wasan of mine, I've read it a few times in the last couple months. I know I read it last month on our Mother's Day service as well, and talks about Shakyamuni and Amida, our mother and our father. And as you know, I think we're all aware, Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical Buddha, who lived in India about 2,500 years ago, was a father himself. He was a father. He fathered a son. Does anyone know his son's name? Rahula. Do you know what Rahula means? It means like a handcuff, actually. Because when his son was born, he already had this idea, I'm going to go out, and he had this aspiration to. He'd already had this seed in his mind that he was going to go out and, you know, seek the path to enlightenment. And he felt that he needed to leave his family situation in order to do that. And so when his son was born, he felt, oh, this is like one more handcuff, one more fetter that's holding me to family life, preventing me from going out to seek the Buddha Dharma. Okay? And if we sort of reflect on the life of the Buddha, right? He was born as a prince. He was born into a very privileged family. And at the time he was born, his father was advised by a wise man. He said, your son has special marks. Just looking at him as a baby, I can tell he's going to be a great man. He will either be a very powerful, virtuous king, or he will be a great spiritual leader. And at this time, his father had said, of course, well, I want him to be a great king like me. So he did everything he could to try to shelter his son and to try to have him be satisfied with his life in the palace. But in the end, the Buddha, before he became a Buddha, his name was Siddhartha, but he decided, I'm going to go out. I'm going to seek the path to enlightenment. At the age of 29, he left home. And so he had his wife and his young child, Rahula, were still there at home, but he left. And he left in the middle of the night so he wouldn't have to have a tearful parting with them, because he didn't want that to break his resolve to go out. So he left the palace and he went out and he practiced for 6 years. For 6 years, he was did very difficult meditation practices and strove very diligently until he became enlightened. He became perfectly enlightened. And then he went back and he gathered his former companions and he began to teach the Dharma. And he had such a wonderful teaching that as soon as people heard him, They joined his community. And so his father had received word that his son, Siddhartha, had become an enlightened Buddha. And he said, okay, well, let's invite him back home. Let's have him come back home. And so he sent a group to go and try to convince him to come. So he sent a delegation. They all went. They traveled to the Buddha's place. They all got there, and they heard his teachings. And you know what they did? They all became monks. They all joined the Buddha's community, and they never went back. And so the king was like, what happened to those people? So he sent another group to go. What do you think happened? Right? They heard the teachings of the Buddha, and then they said, let's just stay here and hear these wonderful teachings. So they didn't go back. Finally, the king sent one of the Buddha's close relatives, a close friend of his. He says, okay, just go and somehow convince him to come back. So he went and he traveled and he went there. He heard the Buddha's teachings and he said, you know, I'm going to join your community, but I'm also going to pass on this message from your father. Your father would very much like you to return home, to go home. And so the Buddha said, okay, I will travel and I will visit my hometown. Kapilavastu was the name of his hometown. So he agreed to go back to his hometown. And at the time, he was living in a place called Magadha. And the king there, King Bimbisara, he said, well, if the Buddha is going to be traveling on this road from Magadha to Kapilavastu, I would like to pave the whole road, the whole way, and lay a bed of flowers so that the difficult journey will become a little more comfortable for him. And so with these circumstances, the Buddha, after about 7 years had passed since he had left home, he returns back to the place in the palace where he was born and where he grew up. で、まあ、釈迦様が、まあ、出家、家を出るのは29歳のことで、で、それは、6年経って悟りを開いて、あと1年ぐらい経ったら、たくさんのお弟子が釈迦様の元に集まって、お父さんの、スドダーナという、国王ですけど、何回もお使いを発見して釈迦様を、家に帰ってほしいと。ここに、まあ、寄ってもいいですけど、ここに来てほしいと言うんですけど、何回も行って、みんな釈迦様のところについて出家して帰られない。でも結局、釈迦様の親友のいとこが行って、彼も出家したんですけど、まあ、ぜひお父さんのもとに一回戻ればいいと言われました。そして釈迦様が、じゃあそういうふうに帰るようになりました。So we talked about this, maybe a couple months ago. Do you remember we talked about the story of when Shakyamuni Buddha returned back to the palace? When he returned home, we talked about one of his, a young barber whose name was Upali, who then would go on to become one of the Buddha's important disciples. And Upali had heard a rumor about Shakyamuni Buddha that was spreading. Do you remember what that rumor was? There's a certain rumor about him that he had something. There was a rumor that he had a special treasure that he was carried with him all the time. And so everybody turned out to see this treasure. And this rumor was also spreading around the palace that he has this treasure. And so the Buddha's wife, Yasodhara, she had also heard about this treasure. And so she gave a special instruction to her son, Rahula. Rahula, she said, you are the son of this man. What is his is rightfully yours by inheritance. So whatever he has as his son, you should receive as an inheritance. So why don't you go to your father and claim your inheritance? Okay, why don't you go? You deserve a portion of this treasure as his son. Why don't you go and claim your treasure, claim your inheritance? で、釈迦様の、そう、出家する前の奥さんが、息子のラフラさんに、まあ、お父さんがこの宝物を持てるなら、あなたがもらうはずですから、あなたが、じゃあその宝物をもらいに行きなさいと言いました。So she herself didn't want to go out. She didn't want to go out of the palace. But she went up to a very tall tower in the palace where she could see what was happening in the street.And she's looking down from the street and she said to Rahula, there, see all those people? Your father is in that group. Go find him. And Rahula said, But I don't remember what he looks like. I was so small when he left home that I wouldn't recognize him if I saw him. How am I to identify my father? And she said, as the crowd grew closer, she said, look closely at that group. Don't you see one monk? They all look the same. They all have shaved heads. They all have the robes. But don't you see one monk who's a little bit different than the other? Don't you see one monk who is especially dignified, who looks especially peaceful in his face? して、ラフードは、じゃあ私のお父さんは誰かは見たことないから。まあ、赤ちゃんの時しか会ってないから、どんな方かわからないので、どういうふうにわかるんですね。で、お母さんが、その中に特に称号のある、特に立派な仲間の一人がいる。それはあなたのお父さんこそです。So, as Rahula looked, he could indeed see that there was one monk who was particularly peaceful and who looked particularly dignified. And so he went, he sort of ran through the crowd and he rushed up to his father and he said, you know, I am your son, Rahula, and my mother has sent me here to claim the treasure. Please give me the treasure. そして Rahula はお父さんを探して一生懸命走って。そして、私はあなたの息子のラフラです。あなたが持っている宝物の一部をお願いします。宝物ちょうだいと言うんですね。And the Buddha says, I have a treasure and I will freely give it to you. 私はもちろんあなたにこの宝物をあげます。He says, my treasure is the truth, the true teaching, the path to liberation from suffering, and I share it with everyone.で、私が持っている宝物は苦しみから解放する道。で、誰にでも自由に分けるんですね。And so, Rahula, then he joined the community of the Buddha's relatives who had sat to hear the Buddha explain his teaching, to explain this path to freedom from suffering by letting go of attachment to the idea of me and mine, by letting go of selfish thinking. The Buddha taught that you could be free from suffering.So as he heard this teaching, he said, I would like to become one of my father's students. I would like to become one of his disciples. I would like to join this community. And the Buddha said, everyone is welcome to join me, but you're still a child. So you need the permission of both parents to join my community. まあ、ラフラは出家しようと思ってたら、でも釈迦様は私は一つの貴族は、子供は二人の両親もそういう、出家してもいいと、いないと、あとは出家できないんです。So Rahula had to go back to his mother and ask her for permission to join the Buddha's community. Can you imagine how difficult that must have been for her? She had already had her husband leave the home. She's already living without her husband who is off, you know, being the Buddha, off enlightened and teaching others. And now her only son also...is being asking to go and join. How difficult must that have been? But she knew, having heard Rahula explain what he had heard in the Buddha's teaching, that he was indeed entitled to his father's inheritance, which was the true teaching. He was entitled to join that community and to become a disciple of the Buddha and to hear the great teaching and realize that enlightenment for himself. そしてこのラフラはお母さんにお願いして出家したいと言うんです。それはどれほど難しいことだったでしょう。どれほどもう旦那さんはもうすでに家を出て、そして唯一の息子さんも出ようとして、どんなに難しい、こう、許すことは出会ったでしょう。でも、やっぱり息子であるお父さんが持っている宝物をいただくべきであると思って許した結局。So Rahula joined the Buddha's community.And the Buddha chose his two best disciples, his right-hand man, Shariputra, and his left-hand man, Mahamoggallayana, were chosen to be the teachers of Rahula. Shariputra to teach him the meaning of the teachings, Mahamoggallayana to teach him the way to live as a monk. So Rahula had wonderful teachers, and at the age of 18,said at the very young age of 18, he was able to realize enlightenment for himself and to receive the Buddha's great treasure. そしてラフラは、シャリホツとモケンレンが 先生になって、そして18歳の時に悟り開けたというんですね。
However, although Rahula attained enlightenment at a very young age, he didn't receive any special status within the community because the Buddha's community wasn't based on passing something down from father to son, but rather based on true understanding. So Rahula did receive the true benefit of the Buddha's teaching, but otherwise he was not given a special place in the Buddha's community.
でラフラは確かにはいや若い18歳の時に悟りを開いたんですけど、それ以上の特別なくらいのお釈迦様のコミュニティの中にいただくことがなかったですね。
So I think this is a wonderful story for us about true inheritance, the true inheritance that we all receive from the Buddha's teaching, the inheritance of the Buddha's awakening.That we receive. And Shinran himself, he felt that he had received this inheritance. For he says, Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother. So Shinran too says, we too receive this inheritance. For all of us, we are the children of Shakyamuni Buddha, and we all receive the legacy of his true teachings.
そして、Shakyamuni Buddha の教えをいただくものは、すべて釈迦様の子供のように、その素晴らしい宝物をいただく。ということですね。
It says, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means, they bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin. Shinjin is our deep faith in the Buddha's teaching, the awareness that guides us to enlightenment. So this to me is a wonderful teaching. We often use the expression to be raised by the Buddha, to be brought up by the Buddha. And when we look back on the difficult circumstances in our life,We're taught that those are conditions of our upbringing. That, you know, as you grow up, as you grow into adulthood, you go through difficult things. Sometimes your parents need to make difficult choices. Sometimes they have to do things like brush your teeth when you don't want to have your teeth brushed, or, you know, maybe make you go to bed on time, or all kinds of difficult things, difficult kind of struggles that we go through coming into adulthood.And at times, things seem very difficult and unpleasant, but looking back on it, we realize that it was a great benefit. And so, a Buddhist way of looking at our lives and our way of living day to day is that even when we go through great challenges in our life, that those are key events on our path to awakening. We can look at everything as part of our upbringing, even very sad, very difficult experiences can be things that are guiding us.Bringing us up to a clearer understanding. And once we reach that understanding, looking back, we can see that we were wonderfully raised by our own life. For there were all kinds of kind people who came forth in our times of difficulty to help us and support us. We realized that that's the working of great compassion. It was always there, all along, guiding us and supporting us in life.
まあ、真宗ではよく阿弥陀様のお育てということは言葉は聞くんですけど、自分の大変なことがあったときは、それは仏様のお育てであると言われますけど、それは、まあ子供が小さいときにいろいろな、まあ嫌いなこと、嫌なことをさせるのが親の育ち方であるということがあるんですけど、大人になって繰り返ってみて、こんな大人、立派に大人になったのは、そのお育てがあったおかげで、まあ私たちの人生の中のいろいろな大変なことがあっても苦しいことがあってもそれこそは仏様のお育てであるという考え方があるというのは大変なことがあっても仏様に導かれて周りの人の親切さが現れてくる大慈悲がすでに私たちの周りに働いているということですね。
So when we really receive, truly receive the inheritance of the Buddha's wise teachings, we come to see that all of the difficult experiences in our life are raising us up to a clear understanding, to a deep appreciation of the kindness and compassion of others, which is always there, supporting us and guiding us. And that itself is the immeasurable compassion of Amida Buddha.
そして自分の大変なことがあっても、それは仏様のお育てであると理解するのは大慈悲が常に私の人生に働いていることを理解できると思います。 So Rahula must have gone through many difficulties and been quite lonely as a young child, up to the age of 7 or so, not having spent time with his father. However, in the end, that was his father's way of giving him the great gift, because during that time, Shakyamuni Buddha became enlightened and then was able to come back and share the true teaching, not just with his birth son, but with all of us who now appreciate Shakyamuni Buddha as a kind parent giving us the true teachings.
して、まあ、こういう7年以上はお父さんと別々に住むのはちょっと大変なことだと思います。ラフラにとっては。でもそのおかげで釈迦様が一生懸命修行をして悟りを開いて、私たちの親のように優しく教えを届いて、私たちをみんな今から育つという教えをいただくようになりました。
So once again, I'd like to congratulate all of the fathers here on Father's Day and share my deep appreciation for Shakyamuni Buddha, the father of our tradition.
そして、Shakyamuni Buddha は私たちの身教えの父親のような存在に感謝したいと思います。
I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。
Namu Amida Butsu. 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 Namu Amida Butsu.